from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Ricknan. Topping our report this hour, owning a home in New Jersey is more expensive than ever before as property taxes rose by 2.98% last year. The average homeowner now pays $10,095 in property taxes, passing five figures. Walpack Township in Sussex County wins the crown for biggest increase of 153%, a massive spike for the town's seven residents. New Jersey residents paid over $34.5 billion in property taxes in 2024, according to new data from the State Department of Community Affairs. New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy announced on Wednesday that the Commission on Science, Innovation, and Technology awarded a total of $1.7 million in grants to 23 New Jersey startups focused on addressing maternal and infant health challenges. The First Lady outlined the state's goal with the funding.
Not only will we never again lose another or baby in childbirth, but also that the experience of pregnancy, labor and delivery, and postpartum are safe, joyful, and as sacred as they really should be.
In 2023, 17 startups were given grants totaling over $1 million via the same program. An Atlantic County man has admitted to a drunken high-speed crash that killed an 8-year-old boy.
Last week, 26-year-old Edward Johnston of Egg Harbor City pleaded guilty to aggravated manslaughter for causing the July 2023 death of young Javier Velez, who was napping in a parked car. The victim's father and brother were just outside the vehicle, ending a fishing outing when Johnston veered into the car, traveling about 107 miles an hour. Under a plea deal, Johnston is expected to face 15 years in prison. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The Supreme Court says the government does not need to grant veterans the benefit of the doubt when it comes to approving disability benefits. The court ruled 7-2 on Wednesday that the Veterans Court doesn't have to start from the beginning to review evidence when looking at a benefits denial as a result of a close call. The court can only reverse a denial for clear error. The case was brought by two veterans, one who said he had a higher level of PTSD, and another who was denied benefits because doctors couldn't agree if he was qualified. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we staying dry this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's another day and another wind advisory. Gusts around 40 miles an hour are possible later today. That wind advisory in effect 3 p.m. to midnight for most of New Jersey. Cold front opening the door to a colder, drier air mass today. So not only are you holding on to your hat, get ready to grab the heavier jacket. We'll settle in the mid-40s this afternoon with clouds and sun. The gusty wind will not let up tonight. Clearing skies, chilly temperatures, lows around 30, and still blustery tomorrow. But at least we'll have sunshine and seasonable temperatures for your Friday. Highs in the upper 40s, dropping to the mid-40s this weekend. There could be a sprinkle or flurry early Saturday. Then morning clouds give way to sunshine once again. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Thank you, Dan. Currently at Belvedere, 45, Old Bridge, 51, Burlington, 49.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own, New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New